بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the hadith that we are reading, the first virtue that comes for those people whom Allah Ta'ala and Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in this hadith, that they will get those ni'mats or enjoyments of Allah Ta'ala which no eye has seen, no ear has heard about, nobody could ever imagine about it. Also, one important point the ulama deduce from here, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this and then supported it by the ayat of the Quran Sharif, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ آيَةٍ. From here the ulama deduced that only that meaning of the Quran Sharif is correct, which is supported by the hadith. The hadith is an explanation of the Quran Sharif. And until a person doesn't have the thorough knowledge of hadith, he won't be able to explain or understand the Quran Sharif. Therefore, it is very necessary if any person wants to make a tafsir, he must have a thorough knowledge of the hadith Sharif, then only can he make tafsir. This following the tafsir of such people, that is what we do. It's not tafsir that we are making of our own, but of our great, great elders and pious predecessors. It is their words that we repeat. However, the first virtue that was mentioned on account of attaining these great, great ni'mats of Jannat was those people that tajafa junubuhum anil mavaji'i, who keep their sides away from their pains. That is, when they don't sleep at night, that is part of the night, they make tahajjud namaz. Generally, we find tahajjud to be very difficult. To get up for tahajjud namaz, we find it very difficult. Our ulama, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, on many occasions explained that tahajjud namaz can be performed at night before sleeping also. And Hazrat explains from the hadith that kullu ma sulliya ba'd al-isha fa huwa min al-layl, that whatever namaz is read after isha namaz, it will be regarded as salatul layl. Ulama in a technical discussion of this explained that salatul layl and salatul tahajjud are two different namazes. But in any case, a person, even if he makes salatul layl, he will get the sawab of salatul tahajjud. And some of them explain that it is the one and the same namaz. And the isha namaz is completed when a person reads his four rakats of faras, two sunnate muakkada, then his isha namaz is complete. Now if he reads namaz before half the night passes, before sleeping, and he makes two rakats of nafil namaz with the niyat of tahajjud also preferably, he will get the sawab of tahajjud namaz. So if we read what we have been prescribed of originally, which we all know, that Isha namaz is 17 rakats, when actually it is not. It is the four sunnat ghair muakkada before Isha. We should try and get in the habit of reading it. They are great, great virtues. And then of course the four faras of Isha, and with Jamaat we should try and read it, and preferably in the first saf, or at least with the first takbir. And then the two sunnat muakkada, that also we all read. And then the two nafils, they will be counted also as our tahajjud namaz. So the ulama that have prescribed 17 rakats, if we read that, and those our old people were very paaband and very regular of it, they were getting tahajjud namaz sawab all the time without perhaps even knowing it. So the two rakats we should read there. Also, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has explained that it was the normal habit of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to read his witr namaz first his tahajjud, and the last namaz of the night he used to make it his witr namaz. So if we read the two rakats there, that will be counted in our tahajjud. And we'll get the sawab of the other, of making witr, the last namaz. That sawab we will also get. And after that we read another two nafils which have been prescribed, and that is with the salatul tahajjud. So if, and also the witr namaz is a separate namaz from Isha. It is not part of Isha namaz. Witr namaz is a separate namaz from Isha namaz, and the actual time of witr is tahajjud time. But the Fuqaha, the great jurists of Islam, have made it that we read it at night after Isha namaz. Because very few are the people who will get up and read the witr namaz at tahajjud time. Even now the masala is, when a person is sure he's going to get up for tahajjud, then he should delay his witr for that time and make his tahajjud namaz finish and then make his tahajjud. But because witr namaz is a very important namaz, it is a wajib namaz. Isha namaz is a faraz namaz. Witr namaz is a wajib, which is also very close to faraz. So therefore, they have given permission that we can read it now. And that they gave permission is proof also that the time of tahajjud has come in. Otherwise, the time for witr is tahajjud time. But that they gave permission after Isha we read, it's proof that the time of tahajjud has come in. So we should try and read our two rakats of the nafil namazes we read it with the niyat of tahajjud. The two before witr and the two after witr also. So by that our four rakats of tahajjud will be done, and it was the normal practice of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to read eight rakats of tahajjud. So the other four we can get when we get up, our eyes open, we can make tahajjud that time, and then we'll complete our eight rakats. And if our eyes don't open, at least our tahajjud is done. And the virtues of tahajjud is so great. And every person in the ummah can be a person who makes tahajjud namaz. Because we all make our Isha namaz, and after that make out the four rakats with the niyat of tahajjud, and we will be counted amongst those who made tahajjud. And on the day of Qiyamah, where these people will be called out specially, that all those who used to make tahajjud, their special virtues will be, then if those people who made that tahajjud before sleeping at night after Isha, if they are not in the first saf of those tahajjud people, they won't be left out from the last saf also. They will be amongst those people. And as mentioned, there are four great virtues for tahajjud namaz. The first one is the Abu Salihin. It is the practice of the righteous and the pious people. So our name will be included in those people, that we are also, just by making that two rakats also, even if we don't make four, we just make two, our tahajjud will be done, and we will be counted by Allah amongst the righteous and the pious. The second is muqarrabatul lakum inda rabbikum. Muqarrabul lakum inda rabbikum. And you will have the closeness of Allah. You will become a favorite of Allah Ta'ala. And the third is mukaffaratul lisayyatikum. Your sins will be forgiven by making tahajjud namaz. And the fourth, manhiyatun anil ithm. It is a guard and protector from committing sins. When we will make our tahajjud, tahajjud namaz will have that extra power to save us from all sins. So Allah give us tawfiq. We make our four sunnats ghair muakkada before Isha. Allah give us the habit. Great, great virtues are mentioned. Then the four rakats of Isha namaz, two rakats of sunnat muakkada, then make two rakats with the niyat of tahajjud. Make our witr namaz and add another two rakats also after that. In this way we will get all the great, great virtues, and in a very easy way. And when many people who started like this, very soon Allah gave them tawfiq to get up at tahajjud time also. And then they made the tahajjud in its time. And that person who is sure he will get up for tahajjud, he should delay his witr and make it at that time. May Allah give us all tawfiq for the pleasure of Allah in every way.